Phoenix Audio presents.
Backflash by Richard Stark. Part 1, Chapter 1. When the car stopped rolling, Parker kicked out the rest of the windshield and crawled through onto the wrinkled hood. Glock first, he slid to the left, around the tree that had made the Seville finally jolt to a stop, and listened. The siren receded far upslope. These woods held a shocked silence after the crash. Every animal here in 100 yards was as alert as Parker's. Nobody came down the hill following the scar through the trees. There was just the one car in pursuit up there. Federal agents of some kind, probably trying right now to make radio contact with the rest of their crew, and still chasing the truck with the rockets, figuring they'd come back to the wrecked car later. Later was good enough for Parker. He eased around the tree and bent to move down the less battered right side of the Seville where he'd been seated next to the driver. The glass from that window was gone. He looked in at Howell at the wheel. Howell looked back, his eyes scared, but his mouth twisted in what was supposed to be an ironic grin. "They clamped me," he said, shook his head. Parker looked at him. The firewall and the steering column and door had all folded in on him like he was the jelly in a donut. He'd live, but it would take 2 acetylene torches, 4 hours to cut him out of there. "You're fucked," Parker told him. "I thought I was," Howell said. Parker moved on and tried to open the rear door, which still had its glass, but it was jammed. He smashed out the window with the barrel of the Glock, reached in, grabbed the workout bag by the handle.